Hi, thank you for calling Deba Provera Hotline. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Yes, her name is Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, and last name is Chavez, C-H-A-V-E-Z.
Thank you so much. Would you mind confirming her phone number as well?
Yeah, 775-813-7861.
Okay, thank you so much. I can take it from here.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Darlene, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a record design. Would you like to see if you did meet the criteria to participate in the Debo Provera lawsuit?
Sure.
Yeah, of course. And did you already have an attorney or have you signed any paperwork?
No, I haven't.
Hold on 1 second, ma'am. It's not for Debo. This is for the Herilax. I think I transferred the wrong one. I'm sorry.
No worries. You said it was for a hair relaxer then?
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. I could take that as well.
Oh, you could take that as well? Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, no.
Okay.
No,
sorry about that. Sorry for the mix-up.
Okay. Okay. So, Darlene, did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Yeah. No worries. Now, did you already have an attorney assisting you or have you signed any paperwork?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Okay. No, have you used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I have.
I see. And were you diagnosed with any cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know what kind that was?
Serious ovarian cancer.
Ovarian? Okay. Again, I am so sorry. Do you know when it was that you were diagnosed with that?
Yes, I was diagnosed in October. This is October, God dang it. October 2023.
Okay, you said October of 2023?
Yes.
Okay. I see. And do you know what doctor it was that diagnosed you?
Raphael and Chicon, whatever.
Okay, let's see here. And you said the first name was that Raphael?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I see a Dr. Raphael Chan, is that the one?
Yeah, something like that. I can't pronounce his name.
No worries. Okay. And what clinic or hospital was it at that you were diagnosed?
At Renown Regional Medical Center.
Okay. And you said that was Renew Regional Medical Center?
Renown. R-E-N-O-W-N.
Okay, I see. And this was in Nevada?
Yes, it was.
Okay, now I see. Okay. So you were using the hair relaxers and diagnosed in Nevada, is that right?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Okay, now I am just transferring some of his information as well as the clinic's information. It'll just take 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, now did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed?
Yes, I did.
And how many times would you say that you used it a year?
I use it 3 to 4 times a month.
Okay.
In a year, probably
Okay. So how many times in a year would you say on average?
In a year, probably, God. What would that be?
Times 12, so shit, 12, 24, 36, like 3, what is that, 360 or what? Is that about right?
360.
That's times 12. So if it's 3 to 4 times a month, times 12, I say it's 4, so 4 times 12 is 48.
Okay. So around 48 on average. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, what was your date of birth?
12/9/70.
Okay, you said that was December 9, 1970?
Yes, yes.
Okay, sounds good. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Now, do you know anyone else that might have used hair relaxers, might have been affected by them?
I don't.
That's okay. That is good to hear.
You tell me not to use them.
Perfect. Now, again, you said you used it in Nevada, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and when did you start using the hair relaxers?
I started the first week of September.
Okay. And that was
2017.
Oh, 2017.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you said around first week of September of 2017?
Yes.
Okay, and when did you last use the hair relaxers?
The last time I used it was October of 2023.
Okay, October of 2023.
Yeah, about the first week.
Okay. Okay. So it sounds like you used it for about, 6 years total. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you use the hair relax treatment? Was this a salon or was this at home?
At home.
Okay. Do you remember the brand that you might have used?
Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal.
Okay, Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal. Do you currently use any hair relaxer products or not anymore?
No more, no.
Okay. Okay. Now, it is a little redundant. I just need yes or no here. Did you get your diagnosis 2 or more years after you first started using the hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for this? Was there any chemotherapy, radiation?
I had chemotherapy, and then one of my ovaries was taken out.
Okay. And when was this? Was this in October of 23 as well?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
I was diagnosed in 2022. Twenty twenty-three.
Yeah, let me see here. I took it down that you were diagnosed about 2023 in October. I'm sorry, in October. Does that sound right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Perfect. Okay. Now I have your name here spelled Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Last name Chavez, C-H-A-V-E-Z.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. And did you have a middle name, Darlene?
Mary, M-A-R-Y.
M-A-R-Y. Perfect. Okay. And how about your social?
530, 31, 33, 17.
Okay, let me see. I got 530-313317. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, great. Now, did you have an email address?
It's 1970.darchavez. @gmail.com.
Okay. I have 1970.dar, your last name, @gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And then phone number, I have 775-813-7861.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And what about your address?
1920 C Street. Sparks, Nevada, 89431.
Okay, and what was the street name again?
C, like the letter C, as in cat.
Okay. Okay, so I have 1920 C Street in Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And is this a house or is it an apartment number?
A house.
Okay, beautiful. Do you have the medical records for this?
Yes, I do, but the hospital.
Okay.
This is a hospital.
No worries. Now, we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period, Darlene. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yes, I'll give you my sister-in-law.
Okay. And what was her name?
I don't know her name by heart, but let me look it up.
Of course, take your time. What, do you know her first and last name?
Raina.
Okay.
Melendez.
Okay.
And her number is 775-843-8024.
Okay, perfect. Now, what I am going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Okay, no worries. So with this DocuSign, it's just going to give the attorneys your consent to go ahead and pull those medical records for you. Now, Darlene, do you want this sent to your text messages or your email? Do you have a preference?
Text messages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I'll make sure to get that out to your text messages. Now, before I send it, I do want to verify some of the information on here just in case. I have your full name is Darlene Mary Chavez. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now I have your address is 1920 C as in Cat Street, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now lastly, I have your date of birth as December 9th of 1970 and your social is 530-313317.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, I did just send that. You could let me know when you do receive that text notification, and then I'd be more than happy to walk you through it if you do need the assistance.
Okay. Okay, DocuSign. Yes.
And then it's just following the yellow brick road. Anywhere where it's yellow is where you're going to be tapping.
Okay. Oh, God, this is little. Okay. Okay, I'm stuck here.
Okay, let's see.
It says accepted by a wait sign. Okay, here I go.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, and do you see any finish button?
A finish button. I see an upload.
Okay.
Adopt and sign.
Yes, so you're going to click adopt and sign.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then anywhere where it's a yellow little tap box is where you're going to click on. And then it should have continue or start buttons for you until it says finish.
Okay. Okay. It's not written. Okay. I think I'm doing it right, am I? Oh, shit. Okay. Okay, is that it?
Yeah, was there a finish button?
Oh, yep.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, I did just receive that, Darlene. So it looks like we are completed on this end. Now, again, the DocuSign is just so the attorneys can go ahead and pull those medical records. Now, before I do let you go, Darlene, do you have any questions for me?
Yes. Do you want to push the continue button on the DocuSign or?
No, I did receive that on my end. So you can just exit out of that
app
or that screen. Okay. Yeah, no worries. But I mean, thank you again for your time, Darlene. I hope you have a great day, and I hope the case goes over very well for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.